Hey, Jaime Garcia back again, and you're checking out Dana Cortez Podcast. Tune in. Thank you very much.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast begins now.
You did it.
Got it right. We got there.
Very offbeat, but we got there. Hey, you were on beat at the show. I enjoyed it.
I can't tell.
What do you mean you can't tell?
Because when you're on the stage, like, you can't hear the people in the front, but I can't hear the people in the back. Like,
you can't hear anybody. You're just there doing whatever.
Yeah, it's like,
just hoping they
like
it. I don't
know like if it's like big roll, like laughs or anything, but I don't know.
You had people definitely. And it's funny because the way you deliver the joke, it has to sit a second before it hits you. I like that, though. I like that. It's thought-provoking. You're silly. I love that you use your body. Some of the best comedians do that. They're very physical. I feel like you're a very physical comedian. But you're also a shy guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm always shy.
Why are you shy?
Because I don't know if I'm going to offend anybody or, like, make somebody mad and stuff.
How would you offend somebody? How that baby face? Like, what could you ever say that would offend somebody?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to say it.
I've always been like very not comfortable, but what's that word I'm looking for?
Uncomfortable?
No.
Outspoken? Oh. Unfiltered?
Confronted.
Oh.
You like confront people?
No,
you
I'm
like confrontation?
People.
What's the word we're looking
What's
for?
What's the word? Confident.
Confident. Oh. That had nothing to do with what you just talked about, Jaime.
Confidence.
You know what he's been? Confused. That's
confused,
the word.
Confident, confronted.
Man, you're new to comedy, but you've always been funny, bro. For the people who don't know, you and Rob Barbosa started off just being friends, working in the kitchen. Is that, yeah. is that real?
So he told me you've known him, like you guys have known each other for 20 years. Is that true?
Yeah. I know this guy.
You know this guy?
I know that guy.
Since age what, 8 or 9?
Whatever age we're in fourth grade.
Okay. Again, he can't count. But so you worked at the restaurant. Is that your parents' restaurant?
It was my dad's restaurant. He
The Fat Fish.
The Fat Fish.
And now the podcast is The Fat Fish.
Yeah, we named the podcast The Fat Fish just because that's how we started. Because like, we started working dishes like in fifth grade, like just washing dishes every weekend.
Child labor. That's our culture. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, that was a question though, bro. Ouch.
I think we got paid $60 for the whole day. I remember my dad had
That's
me
a lot of money 20. In fifth grade though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We used to go to like McDonald's and everything.
Yeah,
just, like,
man.
Buy the food for everybody. And we were the cool kids.
I knew you were popular because of that. You coming through with
Would
chicken
you guys go
nuggets.
Buy candy
it's like,
and go sell it at
on.
School.
The Happy Meals.
Ralph did that. Ralph did that. And we would spend money on GameStop. But like, we'll just be back there, like, washing the plates and just like shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let's just name the podcast The Fat Fish, too.
Is the Fat
thing.
Fish still open?
No, it's closed. It's a Jefferson now.
Oh, wait. It's called the Jefferson?
No, it's called the Jefferson Dental.
Oh, it's a Jefferson
it's
Dental.
A whole different
so
place.
It's not even a restaurant anymore.
It's not a restaurant anymore.
What happened to the Fat Fish?
He sold it.
Oh, he made a little money then,
He
huh?
sold it. He sold it, and then him and my mom took off.
They left you?
They left me and my family.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
Jaime.
They left for like a year to Mexico.
I was kidding.
Oh.
They really...
They,
How
they
old
went,
were you when they did that?
I was a freshman.
Oh my gosh. Otto, do you feel that?
I was going to say, your parents sound like my parents.
They left you?
Well, they just leave me for like a month at a time.
Just during the holidays, Christmas, yeah. Thanksgiving, the most important times.
It felt like a year, but they came back for Christmas. Because they were in Mexico building the house. So.
Oh, okay.
So they took all that money and they went to Mexico.
Are they living down there now?
No, they're still here. They work at
Pues la casa? What is it doing over there in Mexico? Just sitting there alone?
Yeah, my grandpa's over there.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, you always have a place, though. Isn't that how they felt? Like they wanted to build something so that you could always, the family would always have a place to be.
Yeah.
For Do you have a key?
No, I don't have a key yet.
Well, damn, not you, honey. See, honey, yeah. You're not invited yet. Damn.
No, I'm just waiting for my dad to, you know, kick the bucket. You know? That's what everybody says.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's
I don't know my dad, so.
You think he kicked the bucket or?
Ken Sabe. I don't care not. Either.
You don't care?
Hell no, I don't care. That, I don't know that man.
See,
he didn't build no
now
houses.
Now I feel like I offended you, like, with your dad.
I swear you didn't.
I have, like, a little bit of dad jokes, and then a girl told me after the show, she was like, you think that's funny? You think having dad trauma is funny?
Oh.
Like, it's just jokes. It's like everybody has it.
Why would she even come to a show if she was wanted to be offended?
You
should have
said.
I feel like some people are like looking to be outraged.
You should have said.
You'd be surprised.
Yes. How people, I think it's funny. I think your trauma is hilarious.
Yeah. But you'd be surprised.
The, I mean, it's the only way to laugh at it.
You are surprised. Everyone always has a little comment to come up with after a show or something like that. And it can be the best set you ever had. And somebody says, hey, I think you should do it this way or that way.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you get up here and do it? I think it's like, so good.
There's people that haven't been to a comedy show and they just because they see the stuff online, so they think they can like heckle.
Think they're not gonna get anything back.
No, they want to talk to
how do you handle hecklers?
I haven't had any. I just ignore them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You don't even pay attention.
No.
You can't, because you give them the ammunition. If you keep talking to them, they're going to keep coming at it. I know, Anthony, you've said you've been up there and been like, one time I think you said somebody really got to you and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to give them, heckler, a little bit more rope to hang themselves. A lot of times I don't have a second comeback to say anything back with. I mean, I got a question for you, brother, because, the world has, been privy to Ralph, but has stand-up comedy always kind of, like, have you always wanted to get into this game like this, or
because
you've been doing stand up for a few years, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it 2 years now, since August.
And how did that conversation go down, from Ralph calling you to say, "Hey, come get up on stage," or did you hit him up? How does that happen, brother?
So we had like a fallout for like 2 years.
What?
No.
Over a coupon.
Tell us about the coupon.
No.
You should have rolled with the coupon story, brother.
No, it's on the podcast. We talked about it.
Damn.
We made a
podcast. Listen
story.
To that podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So, did you really have a falling out?
Yeah, we had a fallout.
Was it about a girl?
No, never.
It was about a coupon.
Money?
About a coupon. No. It's just camera gear and making sense. Because he was blowing up already. And I was in the nightclub photography scene, and I was more worried about that.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go to film one of his sets that he needed. And
I mean, yeah. So no, it's always business. It was a little bit of business.
But I mean, dude, what's better, having a great comedy set or a great night doing nightclub photography?
Comedy set now.
Really? Even with the bitches.
Yeah.
You get way more. Yeah. If you have a successful comedy career, he's probably getting way more.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the woman who's in the room right now. Just somebody's hanging out here on the side. I'm like, I don't know if you're with her or not, or you picked her up at the club.
That's my assistant.
Okay.
I have an assistant.
She's beautiful.
Now.
You've made like hella progress, bro, because you're already working with Bobby Lee and everybody at the Tiger Belly podcast.
Yeah.
How did that connection with you and Bobby Lee come about?
Through Ralph. Everything was through Ralph.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You kind of look like Bobby Lee.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, you could be his illegitimate child.
You think so?
Yes.
No, I've always thought our people, we definitely have some similarities. You know, I mean, I'm with Ita, so I'm not like that. But I really think, like, I swear to God, I think we're related. Like, you can look it up.
That has to do a lot with the Bering Strait.
The Bering Strait, yeah, it's crossing
down,
over.
That's a long
swear,
story.
Like, that's millennia
we're talking
ago.
About Korean Bobby Lee?
We're talking about Korean Hyman.
Oh, Korean,
Mexican Bobby Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Mexican Bobby Lee and Korean Hyman. No, seriously, it's what people say. You guys look alike.
Yeah, everybody in the comments.
Yeah.
Like, you're Mexican Bobby Lee now. I'm like, fuck. Oh, can you cuss?
Yeah,
I mean, you already said like 5 curse words. Wait. Yeah, fuck it.
Wait, is this live now?
No.
Nah, okay. Man, I don't ever go live. Okay, come on, because people like you come in and get me fired.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so... But, growing up in Dallas with your parents, so your parents are from Mexico or were they born in Texas?
No, they're from Mexico.
You're born here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you first generation?
Yeah.
I'm second generation.
I'm a no sabo kid too.
Yeah, I'm no sabo. No, I kind of sabo.
No,
I'm no sabo.
Well, I'm halfway no sabo, little poquito. I taught myself how to speak Spanish and stuff on my own because everybody was making fun of me.
But you're Mexican, right?
Yeah. If people have to ask me that several times. Would you have thought I was Mexican?
Yeah.
See?
With the hair, yeah.
With my hair. The roots.
You look like, where's your parents from?
Torreón, Coahuila.
Oh, I don't know what that's.
Yeah, that's real Mexico.
Well, my parents, they're from San Luis.
San Luis, yeah. Torreón is like farmland. Like, it's real Mexico
for
there.
The oranges.
I just happen to be with Ita. My tios are not.
They're
just
brown.
Me, my mom. Yeah, everybody's brown. Just me, my mom, and my tia. And my abuelita. All the women.
Just
but all the men are like
Brown.
Morenitos, yeah. Yeah, real brown, yeah.
You got lucky.
No, that's like, a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other combo. So I told Ralph last night, my tío, Ismael, he's real dark, like dark, dark. I remember one time I was having dinner with him and my mom, and they didn't think I could understand Spanish, but at the time I didn't speak it. And in Spanish, she said to my mom, ay, gracias a Dios que salió Dana Blanca. And I was so embarrassed. I remember turning red. I'm like, why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? Which it translates to, thank God Dana came out white. Well, now I understand, because with, I hate to say it, but it comes privilege. People treat you different. And he knew that I would be treated differently. Isn't that terrible? Even in our own families, you know it's true. You yeah. hear people say, oh, she's so pretty, tawirita, ay, que bonito. You know, he's got green eyes. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I have six sisters, and then I'm the only boy. So, like...
You get treated good.
Growing up, I think so. I had my own room. I didn't have to share anything, so yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, I think I had it pretty good.
Where, so talk are about they all trauma. Older than you, or are you the...
they're three older than me, and then my three younger sisters.
No, that's trauma. Being the only son of a Latina mother with all ladies? Oh, this is the baby. No,
I would think you've been treated like a prince.
My mom treated me like a prince.
Yeah. Well, she probably spoon-fed him till he left the house.
Yeah. Till I was 18.
Oh, I bet your sisters hated you.
I think so.
Did they wait on you? Did they have to serve you?
No, they like whenever I were like at family dinners, can you give me a cup of ice? They will get a cup of ice for me.
God, man, come on, ladies.
But I'm not a mama's boy. I want to put it out there.
How is that? How are you not a mama's boy? What does your mom do that makes you not
a mama's boy? Well, I think a mama's boy is like someone who relies on the mom. So I don't rely on my mom. I do everything on my own. Oh, well, Ralph, you know.
Yeah. You're a Ralph boy.
Yeah. I had a joke about nepotism that somebody told me that Haim is only up there because of Ralph. And that's nepotism. I'm like, that's
not
what it is.
But you're not related.
I know. So I saw that comment and I was trying to make a joke about it. Where like, I don't want to say online, but where like, so if Ralph's like a dad, so do I have to call him like papi now? Or
only backstage.
Only backstage.
That's not nepotism. And I know that Ralph loves you. You know, he said last night he gave you lots of props and everything. But nobody's going to put anybody on stage to kill their vibe. I mean, you know,
and
you're
the
up there
is,
for a reason.
I saw it for myself, the whole room laughing.
Oh, we were laughing.
There's a reason you're on stage.
Well, it's because Ralph told me. It's because it all started in Chicago. It all started because I was his photographer.
Right.
When he first started touring. And then it was August and he had like a bunch of shows in Chicago. And he was like, because we were like just talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you want to do it? Do 5 minutes. I told the DJ, you're going to do 5 minutes at Zany's.
Yeah.
And so write something down and just go up there. And I did like 3 minutes.
Did you kill it or did you not do that well?
He said that I didn't kill it, but I got big laughs.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's like, hey, you should just keep doing it. So I just kept doing it. He just kept me on as a photographer and he'll give me like 5 minutes. Like every now and then.
And then it grew from there.
Yeah. And then he took me to Tiger Belly when he did a podcast. And from there, Bobby's like, hey, who's this guy?
Who's
Haim?
Yeah.
So I was just awkward. And so ever
you're
since
not,
then.
You're awkward? What?
I'm awkward.
And then, yeah, since the Tiger Belly podcast has kind of been up since then for you, right, brother?
Like, yeah. Emotion. They invited me back ever
you're
since.
Constantly performing in and out of Hollywood, the Improv, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. Have you had any, like, Hollywood moments where you might have run into a celebrity and you're like, holy shit.
I know them?
Yeah. Or you just see somebody who you're like, damn, I can't believe I'm seeing this person in real life.
Josh Peck.
Josh Peck.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
He says, we had him on Tiger Belly.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, I know this guy. I love watching you, man.
Oh, so he knew you already from social media.
From Tiger Belly, yeah. Dang. He watches Tiger Belly, so.
Okay.
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
And he's friends with Bobby, so he's like, yeah, I like this guy. So he's going to be on my podcast now.
Oh, he's going to be on the Fat Fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So see, I remember the name.
I love Josh Peck. I don't know if you know.
Who would you
want to have? We never met Josh Peck.
No, I never met him. Who would you want to have on? Like, you could have, let's get a bucket list. Anybody dead or alive, who you want on the Fat Fish podcast?
Dead or alive.
Oof.
Don't say Jesus. That's my answer.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
Would have been cool.
Recently passed.
So yeah, he would have been cool.
You like him fresh.
He's just fresh dead.
He's fresh.
You could still breathe his body.
Fine. Him or let me see who else. Give me some names.
How am I gonna give you names? It's your dream.
Let me see.
Jaime.
Ozzy.
Who else died?
Richard Pryor. Even know who that is?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I'm like just throwing dead names out there.
I would like to see you in a conversation with like a fresh nose job, Michael Jackson, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, that would
Michael
be
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
That might be too soft. Between the two of them, I don't know how that would go.
Theo Vaughn.
That'd be funny. That'd be really good.
I
think you and Marco would be a great conversation because you guys are just kind of like look at each other.
Oh, funny Marco.
Funny Marco.
It'd just be the silent podcast. The very quiet podcast. Was it hard for you being as shy as you are? Because you really are behind the scenes. Like, you're funny, you're quippy, but you are shy. Was it hard to stand on that stage the first, second, you know, one, two, three times? Or was it okay? Were you at ease right away?
No, I'm still shy.
Do you still get nervous up there?
Yeah, because, like, when you go up on stage, they don't know. The crowd doesn't know who you are because they're there for Ralph, the headliner. Yeah. So, like, you go up there, like, just, oh, he's from Dallas. there's some people that, you know, watch the podcast, but most of the crowd is just there for Ralph. So, like, that thought in your head is like, fuck, like, I'm going to mess up and they're not going to laugh. So, the whole point is just to win over everybody, you know. But
yeah, so Ralph taking care of you, is he paying you good?
Yeah.
Good.
I got some shirts.
He gave you shirts.
He's
paying you in shirts.
He's clothing you.
How those taste? They taste good?
They taste good. They're free.
No, but you're able to make a living doing what you do now, from the Tiger Belly to working with Ralph. You don't have to do anything else.
No. I mean, I can if I wanted to, but...
Yeah. But you're good. You're taken care of. You're good. Yeah. You gonna get married or anything?
Married?
Oh, wait.
I don't even have a girlfriend yet.
Oh, you don't have a girlfriend?
Hmm.
Are you looking for a girlfriend?
No. Not anymore.
Oh, wait, not
his
anymore.
Stock's
what
on
happened?
The rise, Dana.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I get it. I wouldn't have a girlfriend right now either.
Why not? Why?
I mean, the cold season's coming up, so.
You need a cuddle buddy.
Yeah.
It's cuffing season.
It's cuffing season, yeah.
You can't be all cold in Dallas without somebody.
In my apartment, yeah. In my neighborhood.
Where do you live? What neighborhood? Your neighborhood? You do live in a neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, I know you're making good money. If you live in a neighborhood, Ralph's paying you good.
I mean...
Every gayborhood is an up-and-coming gentrified area of the city all over the United States.
Well, it depends how much, I don't know, rent. Rent's cheap.
What do you pay?
$1,100.
Oh, that's a nice place.
My part.
And people in L.A. are like, what? It must be a box. No, in Texas, that's...
In Dallas, that's a nice spot.
That's what a nice spot.
What's your favorite thing about living in a gayborhood? I live in a gayborhood myself, too.
I can leave my windows down.
That's the best.
On the top side, I live 10 minutes from Love Field.
Oh, okay. Even better. So
Cash out Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't making that much money. Wait. You're not on them Delta flights yet, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can get Delta, but Love Field's cheaper. Like, Southwest is cheaper.
Save your money. Yeah.
And I'm like on the border of like the homeless people and like the gay people. Like the
Can't get away from that border, can you, Jaime?
Nope.
What's on the border? Like,
tell me about the border of the homeless and
the
gay people. What goes on down? Goes on
like,
down there.
On the other side, like where the coffee shops are at, everybody's just walking around. Everybody's just happy over there.
Yeah,
it's sunny and bright. And then on the other side, when you drive down the parking garage, there's just a bunch of homeless people.
They're not sunny and bright.
Not sunny. Just dark. Just dark and sad.
Equal amount of crop tops, though. Equal amount of crop tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Do you talk to the homeless people?
No, I just give them food.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Do you buy it at the high-end coffee shop that you go into and take them the food?
I go to... Well, last time we went to Terry Black's. I don't know if you guys...
Yeah, I know Terry Black's.
We went there. And as always, we order a bunch of food. And then he's like, just take it leftovers. And I'm driving back home. Like, you know what? I think they need it. They got so happy.
Oh,
gosh. No, they just people up with a bunch of sodium.
Yeah. They got happy. One of them was in a wheelchair and he just got up.
No, he didn't.
No.
I swear.
You're kidding.
I wish I was, but I can't
he
make this
stood up.
Up
from a wheelchair to
for
take
barbecue
the food?
Ribs. Baby back ribs.
And it was a miracle.
And I said, you want mac and cheese? He's like, no, I'm good.
He's staying away from carbs. The man is not walking very well. He can't exercise. Jaime, thank you for coming in, man. I know you are a busy man. You got a lot going on, right? What are you going to do after this?
Go play tennis.
I saw that on your
Instagram.
Yeah.
When did you start playing?
In July.
Oh, so you're new to the game.
Huh? Yeah, but I'm like, I'd like to do like an hour and a half a day.
I know you're getting money because you're getting closer to white people. The neighborhood, the tennis game. Like, I'm like,
hey, I'm not doing pickleball yet. Good.
Yeah, what?
I mean, nah, tennis, nah, that's the upper echelon of whiteness. That means you got money.
Pickleball?
It's expensive. Nah, pickleball, nah. Tennis, everyday people play pickleball. Tennis, you got to have money.
Nah.
Oh, it's an expensive sport. Have you tried to go to the U.S. Open? Have you seen how much those tickets are?
No, how much?
Exactly. I don't know.
Do
I don't have that kind
out?
Of money. What was that?
You know how much they pay out for champion?
No.
I think per person is like $5 million.
See?
If you win the U.S. Open.
Is that going to be your next?
That's my next goal.
That's your next goal right there.
The U.S. I'm going to do it like Happy Gilmore style. Like.
The day
that'd be crazy.
We go to Ralph's show and Hyman's not there, you know where he is. He's at
the U.S. Open.
At the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I actually do work at, when I'm off, well, we don't have any shows a weekend, I work at a farmer's market.
Doing what?
Sending beef jerky.
Ooh.
It just keeps getting whiter
and
whiter.
You just keep getting bright.
Are you wearing Birkenstocks at the farmer's market?
No.
You ain't there yet.
I'm wearing crop shirts.
Crop shirts. Do you have a Stanley?
Go hang out with the homies later.
Do you have a Stanley?
Stanley, no.
Are you sipping pumpkin spice latte?
Matcha lattes. Have you ever been to a farmer's market?
Yeah,
of course.
Lovely ladies out there.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a fashion show. We've been to one in LA. What's the one we went to?
In Hollywood. I can't remember what it's called, but that one is like, I thought.
Yeah.
You'll find you a girlfriend there. You're not looking, but you're going to be like, oh, I'll find me a girlfriend here. Oh, there, it's like a fashion show.
Hold up. I thought all farmer's markets were equal. They're not.
No. LA, it's like there's levels. I told him, let's go. I can't be here.
Like, she was like, I'm underdressed
for
this.
I'm like, wait, I can't be here. Yeah.
I go when I'm in LA, I go to Erewhon.
Which one's that one?
Oh, damn. That's probably the richest thing you've said.
Erewhon, yeah.
You've been here, bro.
You know what Erewhon is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait. That's it's the grocery store. Yeah, I know what it is now. Yeah.
The Haiti Bieber smoothies for like $20.
Jeez.
One size. Delicious.
What do you buy? What I mean.
We can go over there. We're good. We have Texas money. Like. California, they too many taxes.
Yeah,
but why do they have an Erewhon and we don't?
We do have it. Well, we don't.
No, we don't.
We have Whole Foods.
That's not Erewhon. That's a whole
Sprouts.
Different level. No.
No, I don't know if you've ever heard about this classy establishment called Albertsons.
Oh yeah,
HEB baby.
Tom Tom.
Tom Thumb.
Hey, bro, do you feel like last night at your show at Houston, when they introduced you, they said from Dallas, and like Houston instantly started hating on Dallas.
I don't know what it is.
Do you feel like Dallas gets unwanted to hate sometimes?
Anywhere you go, like LA, Chicago, Miami, I just say from Dallas, Texas, and they start booing.
It's the Cowboys effect. Everybody hates our team because we're the best team.
Yeah, but we both had losses this week, so.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know why people complaining. Are mad. The Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
You think so?
Not this year, but in 2026. Yeah, they're going to win.
No.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
I don't watch football, but.
That's not the point. Are you a Cowboys fan?
No. I don't watch football, so I can't
judge.
How
do you not watch football? You're from Dallas and you're not a Dallas Cowboys fan?
I mean, they're
Is your dad a Dallas Cowboys fan? Anybody in your family a Dallas Cowboys fan?
No, they all watch soccer.
Man, y'all really from Mexico. Never mind.
Can you guess what team?
Chivas.
Mexico?
No. Oh, yeah, but my dad's favorite team is Club America.
Really?
I know. So gay. I say that on stage and everybody just laughs. Like, my dad's so gay.
We laugh right here too.
Yeah, like Club America.
Why Club America?
It's the same thing as Cowboys. I don't know.
Oh, no, you did. Out.
You know what I heard today?
What'd you hear today?
Are you from Houston?
No, I'm not from Houston.
She
was born in a town this small. It's called Big Spring, Texas. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Exactly.
But. Who's
she went to high school in Dallas.
None of us high school. Yeah, Brian Adams.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good school.
It is.
What is that school? I don't know anything about it. Tell us about it.
We just happen to be on the line. Yeah, it's not a great school. I went there. I went to Pecos High School. You don't know where Pecos is either, huh? It's even smaller than Big Spring.
Oh.
I'm a West Texas girl, but I did spend time in Dallas a lot of time.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I always loved a big city, man.
Yeah.
Always loved a big city. I love Houston.
You said you're a club photographer?
I used to be a club
photographer. I used to DJ in Dallas for like 10 years. I used to do, remember Teddy's Room? You remember Concrete Cowboy?
Concrete Cowboy, yeah.
I was the first third resident there for a long time. And then where else did I DJ in Dallas? I don't know, some other place. I can't think of their names. But
Deep Ellum and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Mostly, it was like as Uptown was changing to Deep Ellum, I moved out. I wasn't DJing there as much. But I DJed in the Uptown years a lot.
You ain't taking no pictures no more, though, huh?
Mm-mm.
Who does Ralph's pictures now?
Our friend, Kike.
Do you get jealous?
No, because he's not good as me. I'll look, because we have a fisheye camera.
Yeah.
And
tell me what that is. I don't know what that is.
That's where you get, has a different kind. Yeah, you can see.
It's like, kind of like the wide angle, but zoomed in.
Okay. I still don't know what that means, but I'll
fish eye lens. I don't know.
Is it expensive?
No, it's just it's a type of lens.
So it's a certain look.
It's like a fishbowl look.
Okay.
Cool if you know how to take pictures.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to take pictures.
They don't know how to use it?
Because you have to stand from a point where it can be, where the subject can be in focus, but they. I don't know. It's just they don't know.
Man, you are a man of. You have a lot of different talents. Where'd you learn how to take pictures?
YouTube.
Okay.
High school, actually. I was in the AV club.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Shout out AV club, bro, for sure. Shout out Audio Visual Club, real. Dude, doing what they do, producing talented fools.
You're always a hero when you roll that VCR into the classroom.
You roll that old TV. That's old, for real.
TV, VCR, or DVD player, whatever.
I had to work my senior prom. I didn't go.
Because you were in the AV club?
Yeah, I was in charge of video.
That is horrible. So you didn't get to go with a date or anything?
Just my classmates that were in AV club.
Don't you ever want to go back and do a prom?
Senior prom?
Yeah.
No. This summer was our class
reunion,
we didn't go. We didn't get invited.
How are they not going to invite you and Ralph to the class reunion?
They forgot about them.
They forgot about us.
Maybe they thought you guys wouldn't come. I've heard stuff like
I would have went.
You're just throwing it out there into the universe. Now, high school? Mesquite High School, right?
No, Mesquite High School. What's up?
Graduating class of what?
2015.
Okay. You didn't get invited to the 10-year?
Uh-uh. Do they know what you guys are doing?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Ralph, yes. But
I don't know.
You know they know. That they're just hating at this point.
It was the top of the class.
I don't know what that means.
The president?
Oh. Yeah. You think they're hating on you?
I think so.
Well, who cares? You know what? You're traveling the world. You're making money. You're in the gayborhood. Don't worry about what those folks
think. I'm good. No, I'm just kidding.
Jaime Garcia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Woo! Thank you, guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.